This is Passport to Texas. Texas has the highest diversity of bats in the nation, 33 documented species in 4 families.
And it's where a lot of eastern and western bats commingle.
That's a problem, says mammalogist Jonah Evans, now that the fungus that causes the bat-killing disease, white-nose syndrome, has been discovered this year in 6 panhandle counties.
The other big concern is our Mexican free-tailed bats, because they migrate and do not hibernate, they are not expected to suffer the same level of catastrophic impacts from the fungus. However, because they don't die when they get exposed to the fungus, potentially, that would make them even better at spreading it. And so it is sort of a bat Armageddon situation.
Mexican free-tail bats migrate in huge numbers across the Americas, creating concern they may spread the fungus.
When really susceptible species get the fungus, usually about 80% of the mortality happens in the first year that the disease turns up. What that tells us is that we have to be very proactive on the front end. We have to really start doing something soon. If we wait, we're going to be trying to treat these stragglers that are left over, and the bulk of the population will be lost.
Researchers continue searching for treatments and cures. Find information about white nose syndrome and decontamination protocol for cavers on the Parks and Wildlife website. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.